Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 20th, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter, the 20th of January 2020. We are raised spiritually, but never lowered. Our entire path, from the beginning of creation till the end, is non-stop ascent for everyone, those who succeed and those who don't. At every second, we come closer to the full correction. Although we often feel descents instead of ascents, we are nevertheless always advancing forward, according to the module. Where do the efforts to unite accumulate? Efforts to unite accumulate around the hearts and form the common heart, a heart pouch. The spiritual vessel in which the Creator is revealed, is comprised of 10 qualities that are absolutely opposite to one another. They unite with each other above themselves, while each one sees no possibility of uniting with the others. However, by ascending, pushing away from oneself, one unites with the others. Attainment of unity is attainment of the Creator. The Creator is the unification of all opposites together, when they complete one another. There are no descents. The Creator wishes for humanity to advance while being aware that it is undergoing an ascent. Ascent toward eternity and perfection. At every moment, man receives greater proximity to perfection, spirituality. Our work is to feel that we really are advancing in this way. Our friends from Africa are the most important part of the common soul, like sweet dessert at the end of a meal. In our times, the vessel of the common universal soul is being revealed, and Africa completes its unification. This is why it is more important than any other piece of land on the planet. I was impressed by the virtual Kabbalah convention in Africa that took place, a unique event that 18 groups in Africa took part in. This is a special continent that has waited thousands of years for Kabbalists to turn to it and start awakening it to link it to the upper force. This is a special sign. Holocaust Memorial Event. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, the 20th of January 2020. The memory of the 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust will be commemorated at Yad Vashem, World Holocaust Center, Jerusalem, by over 45 world leaders on the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz this Thursday. However, a Holocaust memorial must be more than a commemoration of those who died. It should be seized as an opportunity to face the future with a conviction to realize our role, to unite, love your neighbor as yourself, above division, love will cover all transgressions, in order to be a light unto the nations. This is how future such atrocities can be prevented. Africa Congress. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, the 20th of January 2020. Our virtual convention for our groups in Africa over the weekend, including groups in Ghana, Ivory Coast, Cameroon, Togo, Benin, Congo, Guinea, Ethiopia, South Africa, and dozens of virtual connections from remote areas across the vast continent, was a living testimony of how the time has come for the wondrous wisdom of Kabbalah to be revealed to humanity. The African people have experienced great suffering and oppression, and today's spiritual awakening in the continent, with groups of people showing readiness to connect above all differences, was a very moving experience. I personally was moved to tears. A significant part of Kabbalah is how new students advance much faster than the veteran students did when they started, since like newborn babies entering a family, they inherit everything the family has earned and prepared for them. This became especially evident when seeing the participation of the African friends over the course of the convention's lessons and events. I wish to express my deepest gratitude to everyone who prepared the event. Together, we will continue to try and open the heart of the world to connection and love. The largest portal breaking Israel news published my new article, American Jews and the Israeli Dream: How Anti-Semitism Will Accelerate a Jewish American Exodus. the future of American Jewry is at stake. In the face of distress and adversity due to the rise of virulent anti-Semitism in the U.S., Jews cannot bury their heads in the sand and pretend life is business as usual. The sense of safety in the U.S. has changed and is collapsing fast. The option of emigrating to Israel can no longer be overlooked, not only as a matter of survival, but also as an opportunity for the renaissance of the Jewish nation. 59% of Americans perceive anti-Semitism to be more intense than 15 years ago, according to research conducted by the Hudson Institute. In fact, the statistics indicate that there were 234 anti-Semitic incidents reported last year compared to 186 cases in 2018, based on official data. Interestingly, while biased attacks against Jews rose 26% in New York City in just 1 year, hate crimes overall were at a record low. The biting reality exerts overwhelming pressures on Jewish communities, mainly in the largest U.S. cities. Thus, a shift in prevailing immigration trends is expected in the near future, particularly from the U.S., as the possibility of making Aliyah becomes an increasingly attractive option. A new chapter for Jewish American immigration to Israel. A total of 3.3 million immigrants have moved to Israel from the time of the Jewish state's establishment in 1948 until 2018, according to the Central Bureau of Statistics. Of all these immigrants, only 148,083 Jews emigrated from the United States, according to Jewish agency data. No one expects that tomorrow morning thousands of American Jews will arrive at Ben Gurion Airport. It might take a decade, but thoughts about purchasing an apartment in Israel just in case increase. There is no reason for concern about real estate, however. Israel is a wide open country. It has space not only for the thousands of Jews who will eventually arrive from North America, but for every Jew in the diaspora, and even for the future re-emergence of the 10 lost tribes and their many descendants. Not a single one will be driven back into the sea. The Book of Daniel calls the land of Israel the land of the deer. Also, as the Talmud explains, just as the hide of the deer has the capacity to encompass its body, but shrinks when separated from its flesh, so too can the land of Israel expand to encompass its rightful inhabitants but shrinks when we are exiled from it. In other words, if we make Aliyah and settle in Israel, there will be room for all. What will happen in the USA when the Jews leave? It will implode. Without the Jewish spirit which fills it and brings about its success and prosperity, America will lose its superpower status. This is what happened to Spain in the Middle Ages, in France, and in Germany. When the Jews were expelled, those countries lost their grandeur. The impact of a massive American Aliyah. Massive immigration of Jews to Israel will project a state of enhanced Israeli power in the eyes of the Arab countries and will restrain them until calm descends over the Middle East. Clearly, the world is in a continuous maturation process. While it is true that for the time being we have a trusted friend in America, even if Trump is re-elected, change is still on the horizon. Imagine masses of hateful protesters, fed up with the government, converging on Pennsylvania Avenue all the way to the White House with no holds barred, kicking their feet until the government is overturned by force. Or perhaps someone who holds anti-Semitic views will rise to power and the trend of anti-Jewish and anti-Israeli sentiments will snowball. In such a scenario, which is not at all unfathomable, Jews will not be allowed to escape with their property, certainly not with the industries and conglomerates they may own. In the best of cases, they will be able to flee in haste with only a suitcase in hand. Yes, history is bound to repeat itself. Such a period in the U.S. will be reminiscent of the dark period 80 years ago. Not all details will be the same, but the rules of the game will be frighteningly similar. This is why today, as then, we have to think about our good future and accelerate the change of incompatible lines of thought from rejecting the land of the deer to love of the homeland. Israel is home, shield, and fortress. Within the stalking sound of anti-Semitism, The voice of divine protection calls upon us to shelter together under one roof, even though this is not the final stop. We can reach our final destiny of tranquility only when we attain complete unity in the connection of all currents and opinions, when we live in love above all crimes and differences. Only then will the bitter antisemitism end, as well as the troubles of the long exile. When we approach each other out of free choice to make strides into a positively connected future, and not to escape persecution, we will then reach redemption at last. As the Kabbalist and first chief rabbi of pre-state Israel, Rav Kook wrote, "All individual thoughts and ideas proceeding in an impoverished and scattered state, the atmosphere of the land of other nations, must form one bundle, must clothe themselves in one general intent related to the life of the entire nation, under the influence of the land of Israel." In line with Rav Kook and the chain of great Kabbalists that preceded him, the land of Israel was viewed as a new spiritual milestone and that the people returning to Zion would be required to realize their spiritual role. They believed that the land of Israel was given to the people of Israel in order to form an exemplary spiritual society, a hotbed for the work in which the desire for inner fulfillment is cultivated, far beyond the aspects of territorial concern. The ingathering of the diaspora in the land of Israel symbolizes the beginning of the realization of the spiritual idea upon which the Jewish people was founded, a place for attaining unity that transcends our narrow egoistic existence to build a common and flourishing destiny for all. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Why does the Jewish community have to go through so much suffering in history and today? We Jews endure suffering from anti-Semitic sentiment toward us from the nations of the world, which has always existed, but which intensifies in certain periods more than others. In my recently released book, The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, I thoroughly detail how we have suffered throughout history due to anti-Semitism that rises up against us. What then is the cause of anti-Semitism, which makes different nations at different periods in history rise up against us? Many reasons have been stated, for instance, that we hold too much power in countries we've assimilated into, ruling the whole world, being greedy, envy of our disproportionate success in the world compared to other nations, oppressing Palestine as a Jewish state, the fall of Germany in World War I, the assassination of Tsar Alexander II in 19th century Russia, drinking children's blood in the Middle Ages, denying Muhammad's prophethood and murdering Jesus Christ. However, beyond any kind of reasoning that has been given at different time periods, we need to understand how the many reasons given for anti-Semitism are preceded by the sensation of hatred in and of itself. As Kabbalist Rav Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, writes in his article The Solution, it is a fact that Israel is hated by all nations, whether for religious reasons, racial reasons, capitalist reasons, communist reasons, or for cosmopolitan reasons, etc. It is so because the hatred precedes all reasons, but each merely resolves its loathing according to its own psychology. In other words, anti-Semitism exists independently of the many varied actions and behaviors of the Jewish people. Anti-Semitism is rather a sensation embedded in nature that emerges within people. How does the feeling of anti-Semitism, a hatred of Jews, surface? In order to answer this, we need to understand the foundation of the Jewish people, the Jewish role in the world, and how non-Jews respond in relation to whether or not Jews are performing this role. The foundation of the Jewish people. The Jewish people emerged in ancient Babylon some 4,000 years ago. It was a time when Babylon was experiencing a crisis of social division, with conflicts and hatred tearing up the ancient Babylonian society. During this period, Abraham, a Babylonian priest who discovered the path to unite above the growing divisions, that is reaching the revelation of the single force of love and bestowal that exists in reality above the growing ego, began openly teaching his method to anyone who wanted to learn. Since social division was felt as a burning problem, many people flocked to learn with Abraham. He guided them to the discovery of the single force of love and bestowal above their divisive drives. The group he led became known as the People of Israel, that is Israel coming from Yasharakel, which means straight to God, that is straight to the single force of love and bestowal that exists in reality, and later they became known as Jews. The Hebrew word for Jew, Yehudi, comes from the word for united, Yehudi, Yaradevash, part 2, Drush number 2. Therefore, the Jewish nation was founded not on a biological basis, but on an ideological one. People from all over ancient Babylon who felt a problem with social division and a need for unity gathered under Abraham's method and united above their divisive drives. By doing so, they became known as a light unto the nations, as the attainment of the one, unique and unified force of nature above the human ego, which causes all the divisiveness and problems in society, has a positive domino effect that upgrades human consciousness. It leads to more positive connections, more consideration, support, love and care, among humanity in general. The Jewish role in the world. As it was then, so it is today, but on a much larger, global scale. The overblown human ego, social division, conflicts and hatred are all experiencing an exponential boost, bringing about myriad problems and crises. For instance, despite more human population than ever before on the planet, and all the technological and cross-cultural connections that have been established worldwide, human society feels more and more isolation, stress, depression, emptiness and anxiety. The more people feel such problems, the more people subconsciously feel that the Jews are the cause of these problems. That is where the sensation of anti-Semitism comes from, that the Jews have a role in the world, to unite, love your friend as yourself, above division, love will cover all transgressions, and by doing so, be a conduit for the single unifying force of love and bestowal to spread throughout the collective human consciousness, a light unto the nations. The response to the Jews from the nations of the world in relation to the Jewish role. If we Jews function correctly in relation to our role in the world, uniting among each other in order to pass unity to the world, then we will experience a positive reaction from everyone in the world. If, however, as it currently stands, we fail to acknowledge or make any effort to unite among each other, we then block the positive unifying force from reaching humanity, and hatred stirs up in non-Jews toward the Jews as a natural phenomenon that serves to pressure us to perform our role. It is thus my hope that we will realize our role in the world sooner rather than later, sparing the world and ourselves much suffering. We simply don't see what it would mean if we make some steps toward uniting, how much all the tension in human society and between nations would calm down, how all the exploitation, manipulation, hatred and abuse in humanity would be replaced by mutual support, consideration, love and care for our fellow human beings. This is why I put in so many efforts to disseminate the message about the role of Jews in the world, and the cause and solution to anti-Semitism, since humanity's future of happiness or torment depends specifically on this. The Purpose of a Kabbalistic Group, Part 3. The Highest Desire, Israel. Question. Evolution constantly separates some parts of nature. It turns out that a group of people called Israel, which has a certain path of development, is selected by evolution. Then, all kinds of small groups called tens comprise that group. Why is it impossible to work with the whole of humanity? Why is it necessary to be locked in a small group of people? Answer: the fact is that the soul, that is, the general desire created by the Creator, is divided into many different levels and sub-levels. For example, if we take its highest, most sensitive level, then, it is, in turn, the most egoistic and at the same time closest in its effect to the light back and forth. That is, it is directed to the light and the light is directed to it. Light is the Creator's influence on a desire. Therefore, in the first place, It is this highest desire that begins to develop, which because of its aspiration for the Creator is called Israel, meaning directly to the Creator. Being closest to Him, it must first come into contact with the Creator and then through it the influence of the Creator passes on to other desires. Remark, we know that it is unrelated to nationalities since the group of Israel was assembled from the least egoistic representatives of various tribes of ancient Babylon. My comment, I would not say that they were less egoistic. On the contrary, they felt more detached and more susceptible to all kinds of bad states. As a result of this, they felt that they were obliged to attain the meaning of life, or, allegorically, that they must attain where it comes from, who rules them, and how they can change their lives. Therefore, they gathered around Abraham, who called them to spiritual attainment. He explained to them that this is possible only if they begin to work together on unity among themselves. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 6, 2019. The Method of Correction, Part 11. Who is given the technique of correction? Question. In the article The Love for the Creator and Love for the Created Beings, Baal-ha-Sulam writes that the Kabbalistic methodology was given to one kind of people, but with the goal that they pass it on to all other people. It turns out that from the whole creation, after hundreds of thousands of years of development, the Creator singles out a certain group of people who were predisposed to this. Answer, he takes representatives of all the people of the world, collects them into one group, which he calls Israel, meaning straight to the Creator, and gives them this technique so they realize this goal and pass it on to everyone else. The correction technique consists of a person acquiring the properties, meaning the properties of bestowal, when I put the desires of the other above mine. Question. If the Creator is a property of bestowal, then he does not think about himself? Answer. Of course. He does not even have a single thought about himself. We, on the other hand, always think about ourselves. Above these thoughts, we build thoughts about others. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 7, 2019. What is a real Jew? Dash Talk with Matt Beat. Is Jew a representative of a specific ethnic or religious group? Does it apply to national identity or social status? Is it something that you can become or get rid of? It is none of the above. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Jew is a quality that awakens in a person who longs for connection with the upper force of love and bestowal through unity with other human beings. From this point of view, there are no good or bad Jews, or true or half-true Jews. There are only people who want to maintain the condition of love your neighbor as yourself and balance the destructive nature of the human ego with the power of positive connections between us. Today, we see the world becoming more and more divided, a situation that might lead to an explosion. Our ego is rapidly growing, which makes people increasingly alienated from each other. However, even in such conditions, there is a chance of achieving a peaceful and pleasant life. If we let the point called Jew appear in our hearts, we'll be able to get together and cultivate healthy human relations peacefully and in balance.